Do you cry when you're listening to music? Do you cry when a song comes on? I've never really thought about this topic until now, when I was starting to address or maybe even undress the topic of a song that always makes me cry. Songs make me joyful. Songs make me energetic. Songs make me powerful, but does any song make me cry? I mean, Johnny Cash singing Hurt, that's a tough song to listen to, if you like. Cry. Well, of course, you can cry with sadness, and you can cry with pride. But I don't know. What do I think of when I think of crying? Well, I think of, I suppose, Marian Anderson singing Softly Awakes My Heart in New York. It doesn't exactly make me cry, but I feel the poignancy of it. What makes me cry? This music, I think, has me as close to tears as any other. That's sung in English from an opera written by a French composer, Saint-Saëns. That's a 1935 recording. You can find out probably everything you want to know about Marian Anderson by putting up her Wikipedia entry. She was the first African-American singer to perform at the Metropolitan Opera. That was 1955. By then, she'd already performed on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1939 on Easter Sunday, an open-air concert. I really ought to know more about her. The main thing is that Softly Awakes My Heart brings me as close to tears as any piece of music ever has. Sometimes I get tearful because of, or when I feel the magnificence of a human being's performance. Once upon a time, a woman called Mary Peters from Northern Ireland won a gold medal in the Olympics. And I was watching it on TV and I broke down in tears. Otherwise, I don't really cry. I don't cry. I'm not proud of it. I wish I could cry. But there we are. Marian Anderson, Softly Awakes My Heart. From the first opera I ever went to, Samson et Dalila, Samson and Delilah by Saint-Saëns. Carry on crying, carry on trying, carry on sighing. And for goodness sake, give up the lying.